Yesterday, at least 7 men arrived here seeking international protection and they were told there was no state accommodation available. Newly arrived asylum seekers told RTÉ News they were preparing to sleep on the streets of Dublin. Over 300 asylum seekers arriving here every week, and homeless charities have warned that these numbers will transform what rough sleeping looks like in the capital and elsewhere. There's no accommodation for single men, single women and couples without children. No lack of compassion, but a lack of capacity, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar said. So what now? Una Burns is head of policy and communications at Homeless Service Novas, based in Munster and Dublin. Una, good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
What have you seen so far this week?
Well, like other homeless organisations in the state, we're deeply concerned with the lack of accommodation in international protection accommodation services, namely City West Hub in Dublin. And we're deeply concerned about where these people will sleep tonight and tomorrow night, particularly single adults who have been told that they won't be accommodated, that their details will be taken and they'll be contacted if accommodation becomes available. The government has done amazing work in supporting over 70,000 people seeking international protection in the last 12 months, but we can't abruptly stop that process, and we're deeply concerned about the well-being of these people who have experienced significant mm-hmm. trauma before they've come into the state and where they're going to sleep. And you know, while it's not necessarily a domestic homelessness issue, when these people sleep in the street, it does become that. And similar to the IPASS system, the capacity in domestic homeless organisations is absolutely stretched to the limit. There is no capacity there, and that's our really big concern, is what happens to these people and where do they go.
So what does happen to these people? If you're saying, and we know that IPASS, the International Protection Accommodation Services, have no room at the moment. You say homeless services have no room. So they're processed in City West, and then do they take a bus into the city?
Yeah, so similar to the situation in the latter months of 2022 when processing accommodation was paused in City West, then we did see people who were seeking asylum coming into the state sleeping rough in Dublin. This pause is longer than those previous pauses, so we expect a similar situation to happen. There doesn't seem to be any reduction in the number of people seeking international protection, even though the government has issued plead people to reconsider it. We know yesterday, as you said, that 7 people came in. So we anticipate an immediate and an increase in people experiencing homelessness in Dublin. Very similar to the situation in IPASS accommodation in homeless services. Like, we're in the middle of the winter months, so we have like a kind of a rolling winter bed initiative with the local authorities in which we work with, where we increase capacity when there's particularly cold weather spells. But Mary, that increased capacity really includes closing down your community areas, or sitting rooms or kitchens, and turning those into temporary accommodation, temporary beds. It's not ideal for the people that come in. It's certainly not ideal for the people that live there already. It's absolutely a humanitarian response to the situation, and you'd rather have people in if the weather is going to affect their health. But it demonstrates really how tight capacity in the homeless sector is at the moment. So now it's important to say our remit isn't to support people that are seeking international protection, and it's our understanding that the local authorities haven't been indicated that they've to extend the remit, and therefore by default that we do. But somebody has to.
Yeah, it's not your remit, Una, but that doesn't preclude you from helping, does it?
Absolutely not. I mean, as a homeless organisation, it's our, duty, and we want to support people and provide advice and information and support and accommodation where possible. The problem is, if someone presented to a Nova service tonight, if somebody seeking refuge, similar to, I'm sure, most homeless organisations around the state, there would just be no capacity to support them. Of course, you do what ever you can. It doesn't matter, as you say, whose remit that falls under. It's just that the capacity isn't there at the moment, Mary.
I know, and you say no capacity, but can you provide certain basics? And they really are basics here. A hot meal.
Absolutely.
A sleeping bag. Some shelter of some sort somewhere.
Yeah, so for example, in Limerick, Novus provide a street outreach service, which, disregarding the crisis in international protection, has become extremely busy over the last 12 months. And last night, like, we had 40 presentations to that, which is just standard people seeking homeless services, or people who are living in apartments but can't afford their rent, their energy and their food. So they're presenting for hot meal, sleeping bags, support, advice, toiletries. And absolutely that can be provided and would be provided without question by any homeless organisation providing services in the state. But the capacity and accommodation remains the same, and it's just very, very tight at the moment.
I think anybody who has visited, particularly some of the cities in the United States, will have seen levels of homelessness on the streets, which is quite horrifying. And Focus and others have said that this will transform rough sleeping in our cities. What potentially could we see?
Well, there's about 100 people, single adults, coming into the state a week who are seeking asylum or international protection. They are the people that aren't going to be accommodated in the short term in City West Hub. So people with children at the moment are continuing to be accommodated. I mean, that would, you know, 1 week, if those 100 people are on the street, if that was to transpire, that would double the amount of rough sleeping in Dublin City in 1 week. And we know what it looks like to see people rough sleeping already, that 100 people or so, you know, that fluctuates from night to night, what that, you know, those people begging on the street, how, you know, traumatising it is for them, how upsetting it is for other people to see it. I mean, if you were to double that, it would be a significant transformation of rough sleeping in the city, of people who already have gone through acute trauma to get here.
Una Burns of Novas, thank you for joining us on Morning Ireland.